Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello. I am so glad to be back on air. It has been such a long, long time. And for those who don't know, this is Lynn at Grown Soul City on BT Avidus Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to call in and listen, or even speak, the new number I have is 323-642-1134, and I'm so glad you're with me. Now, before I get into this conversation, I know that everyone has been all over the place. You've been on vacation, been everywhere, okay? The summer is over. All I need you to do is visit grownfolkcity.com, that is.
I endorse this message.
That's enough for that. All right. Now, what we're talking about today is men thinking women is only bringing 100% to a relationship. Women, let me say this again. They're thinking they're bringing 100% to the relationship, whereas to women are only bringing 20% to the relationship, okay? This has been ran by me, so I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot me for that, okay? Men are saying, in fact, that women think men should bring more, men are bringing more to the plate, whereas to women are bringing nothing, or either they bring in a small percentage. This is what they're saying. They're saying even if they're just meeting you, if they're dating you, if they're even courting, they're saying women are not bringing enough to the plate. Okay, now we have a caller real quick. I'm going to go ahead and let someone else talk about this. I was going to run it down for you, and I'll probably still do that. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and add a call to this. Caller, you on the air, 513.
Yes, I think a man should bring more to the table. I do not agree with 50-50.
You don't agree with 50-50. Now, I feel you on that one. I do not believe in 50-50 either. I know that I can get in trouble for saying this, but I do not believe in 50-50. I'm so sorry, but why is it that you don't believe in 50-50?
Well, I believe that if I have to pay for my meal or anything else dating a man, I'd rather date myself.
So are you saying that men should like pay for all the meals? I mean, see, let me tell you why I understand what you're saying. Because men are coming off to be dominant, and I do know that there are some alpha females out there that's thinking, you know, oh, I'm in control, you know, like Janet Jackson, I got my own money, I'm doing my own thing, and I don't need a man for anything, and therefore it's kind of hard for a woman to speak and say, well, no, the men are supposed to do this. See, the problem is they think shivering is dead, and it's people like you that don't think that. I'm so appreciating you calling. What I'm going to do is add one more call with you. Do you mind standing on the line while I ask someone? I didn't expect people to call in this soon. I was going to, like, go deep in. No, I'm just kidding.
Sure.
Do you mind? I'm going to add another caller. Okay. 678, no. You're on the air.
Yo, what's going on, man? I'm Khalif. My
Hi.
Name is the Maestro on the tag.
Well, I'm so happy to have you.
Good to be here. What were you talking about? I think I caught the last part of what
you were saying. Let me tell you. Men are saying that it's a fact that women actually think that the men should bring more to the table, whether or not it's dating, meeting, or courting us. we automatically think that you guys should bring more to the table. So you're bringing maybe, so you think, 80%, and the women are bringing in 20%. And on a male perspective, you probably feel a certain way. On a female perspective, we're looking at it as if you're the dominant one. We don't want shivering to die, and we like want you to be a man. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Are you thinking that too? That we're expecting you to give way more than we deserve?
Well, I'll put it this way. As far as females, you know, feeling like the man should be the dominant one and should do more, I feel like if I'm doing that, I need to have your support. I want you to motivate me and help me to continue to want to strive to go above and beyond for you. As long as I got that support and that love and that trust, then I wouldn't mind doing that. That's me personally.
Okay, but, so now say, for instance, that you were just going on a date for the first time, I mean, like you're just dating. So, I mean, the support didn't come into play right away. So it's your first date. Do you mind giving 80% on that first date?
It depends. It depends. You know.
Well, see, that's
will
it.
You
it's...
be the one? Oh, excuse me.
No, go ahead, Carla.
I just wanted to come in.
Go ahead.
Would you feel, if you dated someone, a woman, would you feel like she would have to pay for her meal?
What, like right out the gate type thing?
Right, the first date.
I honestly don't know how to answer that because I haven't been on a date and I don't know when. So, for me to...
Is that because of the women or your choice?
Maybe it's the women I've been meeting.
Oh, that's so sad. Well, let me help you with this. Can I help you with that real quick?
Yeah.
And when you
okay.
say that, and I understand because this dating game is so scary right now. And it's just,
man, what?
Flip. Yes. So, but let me tell you, if you have a person like me, and I'm not good for telling all my business, you know, I'd rather for you to find out and that way is organic. But if you have a person like myself, like I do, I want you to get all into me. I want you to know what it is to know about me. And therefore, you know how to approach me. You know what it
right.
is that I almost like or what you think I like. I want you to get involved. Do something. Don't just think that I'm fixing to do everything because it doesn't happen for me. And so a person like me and a person like you probably never meet. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they say opposites attract. And it's because I'm laid back. I'm waiting for shivering. I'm doing this. Now, when I get old and crusty, I'm quite sure I probably will at some point waiting on this to happen. But I will hope not. I will hope my gentleman like yourself will step up, allow me to know immediately shivering is not there. You watch my mood. Watch how I talk. Watch how I walk. Watch what I like. Do some stuff. Yes, I'm going to return that. Your reward is going to be so great you wouldn't be able to handle it. But you have to have the good eye for that good woman that's capable of giving you that return. Now, if you don't have that, it's your own fault. Figure out how to get it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some good women out there, speaking of myself. We ready. We waiting on you. And we want you to be the strong man. You're the king. It's the show. Put the crown on, you know?
Hey, you're right. Hey, I agree with you. I know there's some good women out there, but it's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking in the wrong place.
You could be. What's your name again? You said?
My name is Khalil.
Never mind. I'm so sorry. I have another caller, and what I'm going to do is just add the caller. I'm not going to eliminate anybody that's already on the line, if you don't mind. 513, you on air. Okay, that person is messing up. I mean, they're doing something wrong. I'm going to eliminate that call, then I'm going to continue. So this is what I want. Is it anything that you would like to ask me personally that you don't understand, that you haven't been able to answer a female? Because I'm like totally straight to the point and honest. I would definitely tell you. Is anything I can help you with?
I don't know. I'll put it this way. This is what I've been getting a lot. I'm a gentleman, you know. I'm humble. I try not to be mad, or, you know, if somebody could come at me wrong, I try to resolve the situation in a non-confrontational way. But I mean, once I'm fed up, I can't take it anymore, then, you know, I do tend to get in my feelings, you know. I can honestly say, you know, I'm emotional for a man, but, you know, I know when to toughen up or whatever. Do women not like an emotional man?
I wouldn't say that a woman doesn't like an emotional man, but it depends on which emotion the direction is going in. Because if you cause the emotion, I've known guys to cause the problem and then they want to be emotional. No, it doesn't work like that. Turn that around. You know, don't cause a problem in order to cause this emotion. And I've noticed that. Now, yes, it's women out there that have their way about themselves, that they're not appreciative of a good man. But when you say, as you saying this, I'm hearing you and that sounds good, but have you ever stopped and said, okay, maybe I'm doing something wrong? And I'm not saying that you are. I don't know. Everything that you said sounds good, but I'm that person that I don't listen to words. I don't listen to words. I look at your words, and I listen to your actions. And if you're doing something different, then what you're saying means nothing to me. It's so obsolete. You understand? So
I
understand. Yo, your question is, you know, are some women don't know. They think that's weak. My personal opinion, I say no. I mean, emotions came with us. We were born with that. And for you not to utilize it is something at stake.
Right.
And by me being 100%, you know, real, and I appreciate that. But don't give me no emotions if you don't want to cause it. So don't go out here and cheat or something, and then all of a sudden you emotional about the outcome. No, if you did something that caused emotions, you got to suffer the consequences and the repercussions. And I don't care how long it takes. If you wasn't worried about it when you were messing up, don't worry about it while I'm taking my time to get it fixed up. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I have a scenario. I have a scenario, actually. Okay. Now, I got two jobs, but I work, at Wendy's and Popeyes for now. Anyway, I'm getting ready to quit one. But there's a manager there. There's been a lot of tension between us. Now, when I first started working there, she used to always look at me real crazy looking. And I asked, you know, why are you looking at me like I'm a criminal? Why do you always look at me like I'm a criminal? She told me, if only I knew. Now, you know, I didn't, off the gate, I didn't want to just assume what I thought it was, what it sounded like, you know. Because when that saying, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. Or,
mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
So, I didn't say nothing. You know, I was lost for words at the minute. And I didn't want to just go off what I thought it was right away. So,
well, let me ask
you
this. Keeping on the subject. So, I mean, because we're talking about maybe like a 50-50. No, I'm just kidding. We're saying, so are you assuming that she wanted to get with you? And that, I mean, I'm wondering, you know, to make sure we're on the subject, are you assuming that he was given 80%? Because it's not like she was getting 80%.
I feel as though she wanted it. She either wanted me or wanted me in the room. You know, I don't have no reason to just
Let me interrupt you for a second.
Like,
let me just interrupt you for a second because we have the callers back. We're going to add them, and then I'm going to say because this, sadly, this is a 30-minute show. It's like about 14 minutes going on. Okay, so hold on. And as we know, I am on tag, so you'll be able to get me back. So hold on just a second.
Okay, okay.
Caller, you're on the air, 513.
Yes.
Caller, you're on the air. Okay, hello.
Hello.
Okay, no, it was another caller. I'm going to get rid of that call again. I don't know what's going on, and it's not my line, so I don't know. I'm not concerned what's going on. But at, sir, were you saying that I don't understand the problem in what you're saying. I don't understand the question either.
It's like, I didn't really get into it. I mean, it's, you know, I didn't know it was a 30-minute show, so I don't want to take up too much time.
Well, that's awfully polite of you. Thank you. Well, it is, and I'm hoping that I can get into more with that. Thank goodness you know how to contact me. I do appreciate you calling on it. And you can stay on and you can still, but I was going to other callers actually still on, so I wanted to ask the other caller, were you understanding what he's saying?
Yes. Mhm.
So, I mean, do you have any advice for him other than what, do you have any advice for him on what he, well, I think we don't understand. I think you gave me a scenario, but you didn't give me whether it was a problem or I didn't get the ending.
Yeah, you didn't get to the end of the story.
Okay. Well, here, I'm going to try to trim it down as much as I can. Okay. So, like I said, I got these series of looks, you know, a look of lust, obviously. I'm not tripping. You know, I don't get the look often, so when I do spot it, you know, I can tell right away. So, once again, I'm still just going along with it because I'm like, you know, you looking like, dude, it's whatever. I don't care, you know. So, I just so happened to, I had asked for her number. She said no. I had messaged her on Facebook, can you call me? And then I didn't get a response. The next time we worked, she got mad. What did you message me for? I'm like, simply, I just want to know what the looks are about. She said nothing. I said, okay. I had an interview at Popeyes. When I came back from the interview, somebody else came to me. What was you thinking messaging her? So I'm like, oh, so now you're telling people now. Not only did she tell people, she fabricated it and made it bigger than what it seemed. But when I asked, you know, what was the looks about, this and that, you say it's nothing. So,
okay, so in a roundabout way, what are you saying? You feel like she was playing with you? We trying to get the understanding of.
I do. Feel like she did want me to put on the show.
Okay, so basically, by you saying that, you're saying what? You're saying, you know, boil that down to a question.
Right.
Somebody had to get your radio on real loud.
Yeah, let me. My bad. So, you know, I've been trying to resolve the situation before it goes any further than what it needs to go. And most people are telling me, just leave it alone. No. But.
Well, let me just say this because we do have to wrap this up a little bit because we're going into 11 minutes left. But let me just say this. If anything is that complicated, okay, I don't think anybody should dodge complications because I don't want anybody to think it's going to be really easy to get with me. Then that's no fun. But anything that's confrontation, then why would you even want to pursue it? If there's that much going into it, how is it going to be through the middle and leaving it? That doesn't make sense. That sounds as if that's just way too much work in a negative manner. I wouldn't even want to address that. I would just keep it moving, I would think.
Right.
It shouldn't even be anything else to talk about. Plus, you're at work. You're at your establishment. You should not want to talk to anyone at your establishment. You have to come back and see these people every day. It's where you get your food, your coin, how you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you even want to put them on the platter? No, the only thing should be on your plate is money. You get your money and you go. You meet someone somewhere else. It's too confrontational. It's too much. It just sounds like way too much. Like, plus, if someone were, they giving you the eye, they're not doing anything else, then there's nothing else to do. You keep on moving. You do what you're doing. Let them give you, I mean, you don't understand what I'm saying? It's too much, too confrontational. It's too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
thank you.
So we're going to end this. I thank you so much for calling. And I'm going to go back to the other caller. And I know I have another caller on there. Caller, if you're listening, I'm sorry. For some reason, we're having a connection problem. But I thank you so much for calling, sir. And I will be starting to do my show at least twice a week now. So I really would appreciate if you keep this number and you stay in touch. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. I most certainly will.
Thank you, babe. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 513 caller, I'm sorry I didn't give you enough time to talk and say what else you were saying. Is it anything else you have to say in reference to this?
Oh, no, I just feel like a man should give more than what women give.
And you know what? I mean, see, I'm so scared to touch that subject. I know that I understand what you're saying because normally a guy does give more. A guy normally, well, I'm not talking financially, but normally a guy is like, and I'm also talking to you fellas out there, and don't be scared to call in because, I mean, we really need your opinion even though we're left with a short moment. But I'm telling you that you guys, you want to be the king of the castle. They want to wear the pants. They want to control the household. Okay, if you want to do things in a line of that, then you ought to know that you're going to have to give more. I understand you, caller, when you were saying about the 50-50. See, that 50, I don't know who made that song, but people took it to heart. I'm not doing 50-50. 50-50 is a roommate. I don't want a roommate, okay? And so I understand exactly what you were saying when you first called. Like, no thank you, no sir, no ma'am, no ham. I mean, we need you to be the dominant one in every perspective. Now, so I do agree with you when you're saying that, if I wasn't saying too much, I'm sorry. I get a little
and
passionate.
If I'm going to give more, I'm going to be by myself more.
See, I think there's a lot of guys out there that's like, what is it about you? What do you think you're so special about you that you think that he has to bring more to the table? So can you tell them why it is that you think that you deserve more than what it is that, you know, he's offering? I mean, well, you're bringing less, I'm sorry, than what it is he's offering. Can you tell them why? Why should they bring more to the table than you?
I'm a good woman. And if you want a good woman, you will want to give more to keep a good woman happy in any way possible that you can think of. Whatever way that you want to be happy, I'm the one that's going to be doing that and making sure that that happens.
Keep me happy,
a happy wife, a happy life.
That's right. And you know what? You really touched on something that's really, really important because guys say, what makes you so special? Well, actually, I am special. Matter of fact, I'm so special that you can't find another. I can't be duplicated. That's how special I am. I'm me. I'm the one and only me. And if you could find something better, then you shouldn't be talking to me because I have something, a whole lot more that I can put on the table as well. But I want to make sure that you, so much man, that you can handle what I got to give you because everybody can't handle clean. I'll just say, I should not. But I'm just saying, I want to make sure that you're capable of giving all this love because love is all I have. I mean, it's not all I have. I have a lot more. But what I got to give, you're not going to be able to find anywhere else. So just what you just said, I'm a good woman. It's a lot of not good women out there. So if you want to go out there and you want to get somebody to give a 50-50 love, that's your homie, lover, friend, you know, and all this other stuff, and y'all roomies and y'all splitting everything down the middle, because that sounds like a roommate to me. If you want that, there are women right there. They dominate. They think they a man themselves. Okay, but some of us women or not like that. Some of us women need a king and a castle. Some of us women need for you to wear the pants. You're not going to put your foot down, and you're not doing anything more than what I'm doing. That make us equal. That means whatever you have to say means no more than what I have to say. Someone to bring the order in the courts, period, point blank. Someone has to do that. And if you choose to be that person, then you call in the shots. Now, if you call in the shots, then if we 50-50, then something's uneven. So if you want to do more, you need to bring more. That's just, I understand what you're saying completely. I agree. And I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there like, this lady is crazy. And the other lady.
And if you want to do less, you will get less. That's
okay.
What I got to say.
Parise, can you hear her now? Can you hear her? Okay, I understand. You know what? You are so correct. I appreciate your input. And please, as I told the gentleman, that I am going to try and be consistent. I've been off the air for a while, but I am going to be back. And if anyone would like to know my scheduling or whatever, you've been everywhere all of the summer. Like I said, you've been on vacation probably to the island. The only thing I'm asking you to do is visit GrownFolksCity.com, that is. I'm a little hyped today because it's my first show in a long while. Caller, I thank you so much for calling. I'm going to let you go as well, and I'm going to end this show. And the only way that I know how, I'm going to turn out the lights. So I'm going to have to turn them out by myself, but it is what it is. So thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, people, everybody that know who Slan is and know the radio show as it was prior to now, you know that we normally, like, turn out the lights, you know, like, titty to the ground and light a candle. Okay, ain't like I can't do that, but I'm going to do something just a little bit different. I want to talk to you fellas. I want you to know you are well appreciated. We love you, men, but what we need you to do is just step up to the plate and give us something that we forgot existed. See, what we forgot is that men are the dominant ones. There are some alpha women out there, but it's some women, like, I feel like I'm 150% woman. I got something for you. I have something for you. But what you have to do is you have to come in and find out what it is. Don't expect for me to come to you. I don't want to come to you. I want you to come to me. Come get what you want to be yours. Come own it. It's yours. It's right here. Young, I'm single and free. What women don't want to do is have to play the role of the guys. And I guarantee you, fellas, at the end of the rainbow, it's something there. It's something real good. That's if you get that right one. That right one that's sitting around waiting on you, oh, it's going to be so good. She got something for you. And a person like me, I have something for you. And what I like to do is give it to the right person. And when I give it, I guarantee you it's going to be good. Now, what I'm going to do is turn out the lights. But I'm going to let, I can't, Will Downey tell you better. He know better. And thanks for tuning in to Grown Folks City on BTR, that is Black Talk Video.
let her know she can depend. Be her rock until the end. A million ways to please a woman. When she's in heat, she needs a freak. Represent, put her to sleep. Be a man, don't be weak. That's how you gotta please a woman.
Thank you.
Guys, next week.